For anyone that has been listening to this podcast for the past few years, you know exactly how I feel about why quality hands-on soft tissue treatments are the most effective, safest, and best way to help heal an injury so people can stay the hell away from the traditional medical model that totally ruins people's lives. You also know how much I believe that massage therapists are best equipped to deliver world-class soft tissue treatment. Unfortunately, the rest of the world doesn't always see it like I do, and doesn't always look at massage therapists as a viable treatment option ahead of PT or chiropractic care. Big reason for this is the massage therapist profession is riddled with morons out there peddling absolute nonsense to the world. And some of the worst offenders are those self-proclaimed intuitive healers. In this episode, I share some interactions I've had with these whack jobs and the importance of calling them out to help bring more validity to the massage field and be recognized as a respected treatment option when it comes to fixing injuries. I hope you learned something new and enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution podcast, where we teach overworked massage therapists a new treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50%. So you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. If you're new to the show, you don't know who I am. My name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert, specifically for neck, shoulder, sciatica, and hip pain. My focus is on diagnosing and treating adhesion, also known as scar tissue, and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks for stopping by and checking out the show. Intuitive healer nonsense. So I've had a couple of these stories over the years. I want to share one first that happened to me when I was, you know, fresh out of chiropractic school. I've shared my story before, you know, on the podcast about how I got a chiropractic degree. I started questioning the validity of the adjustments, really got into soft tissue work. I've been in practice now going on 13 years and have never performed an adjustment, only do soft tissue work. But when I first got out of school, I had to go to one of those continuing education courses that were required for my license. And I was kind of sitting there, really not paying attention too much. And some whack job was up there in the front of the room and started talking. And I heard him say, "Hey guys, do you remember those horrible school shootings that have happened in the past?" And I was like, "Where the hell is this guy going with this shit?" So I listened up and he goes, "Here's the thing. I could have prevented those school shootings, or you could have prevented those school shootings. And I go, "What the fuck is this guy getting to?" And he said, "Here's the problem. Those people that committed those atrocities, they were actually subluxated. And their brains weren't working correctly. And if I could have just got my hands on them and adjusted them, we could have prevented the mass shootings." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And even worse was, like, three-fourths of the room started cheering. I'm like, "Oh my God, what a bunch of whack jobs." So there's whack jobs in every profession. And unfortunately, there's a lot of good providers out there. But the people that are really crazy, they're the loudest and they make the most noise. And they give everyone a bad just perception of it. I mean, I'm very anti-chiropractic myself. I don't think it's a viable treatment option for fixing an injury. Sure, it can help with some pain relief. That's totally fine. But you got to get in there and treat the soft tissue. So another thing that I do, and a lot of you that might listen on here, you know, I've probably connected with me on one of the social medias. I'm really active on LinkedIn. I'll connect with people in there all the time and really just ask questions when we go in. And one of the questions I always say, "Hey, what treatment modalities or options do you like to use in your own treatment?" And they'll write back and tell me what they do. But every once in a while, I'll get these ones where they're like, "I'm an intuitive healer." And I'm like, I don't even engage back with these people, but I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? They're like, "Yeah, I just can sense with my hands what they're feeling, or I watch them walk and I let the tissue tell me what it's going to be. And I'm going to produce the right type of energy in there." And I'm like, fuck all that nonsense. Fuck all that woo-woo shit. It's stupid. And if you're listening to this and you're all into that woo-woo stuff, you probably don't want to listen to the episode. I'm definitely not someone for you, because I live in a real world where it's not just like fantasy of like, "Oh, I'm a guru and I can just sense what's going on." Get the fuck out of here with that stuff. It's such bullshit. You got to police your own profession, when you see stuff like that, you got to call these whack jobs out and set them straight, because honestly, they're ruining it for a lot of other people where massage therapy isn't taken as seriously because you got some stupid people saying some really stupid shit. And you'd much rather not argue with those people because it's not going to get you anywhere. Arguing with idiots only makes you dumber. But when they're putting shit out there and people are looking at it, they're like, oh, that's what it must be. No, you're not like that. You're something totally different. You're fixing problems. You're solving problems. You're a true therapeutic person that's treating and fixing the problem. You're not just being like, oh, intuitively, I know what's going on. And I'm a 12th level Jedi master of energy. Like, get the fuck out of here. No one believes that shit. And those people don't believe it either. They're just pandering a bunch of bullshit. So what you got to do is you got to change your identity in what you do. You don't want to say things like, say you meet somebody and they're like, hey, what do you do? You're like, oh, I'm a massage therapist. Unfortunately, a lot of people have some preconceived or false ideas about what that is. They might be like, oh yeah, I got this knot in my neck. Can you rub it and, you know, help me relax? And you're like, eh, you laugh and you're like, yeah, fuck you. And in the back of your mind, you're like, fuck that. Why am I even talking to this dickhead? But you want to be something special. So when people learn from me, and they come in and learn our treatment methods, you know, really the idea of doing it faster and different than anyone else out there. We start with this idea of changing your identity. We don't say, I'm a massage therapist. We say, I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert. You heard me say that in the beginning of my intro, and you own it. And people are like, what is that? Be like, you know what? Great question. I'm glad you asked. I am an expert at finding and fixing adhesion and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. That is someone that you're interested in. It creates intrigue. It doesn't allow you to get stuck into those stereotypes and that bias of what people think it should be. You want to stand out and work the path to become that true expert and help more people. And it all starts with them looking and taking you seriously as a viable healthcare provider and calling these jackwagons out that are saying dumb, ridiculous shit out there about the intuitive healing, energy healing process. Like, I'm all about energy and shit like that, but I'm not just going to magically rub on someone and fix the problem. That's not how it works. It doesn't work. It never works. But those people are peddling that shit. And you know what? We do teach you all this idea of changing your identity and becoming a true soft tissue injury treatment expert in our free training modules. So go download those and get on the path to becoming a true soft tissue injury treatment specialist and change your whole identity. It's amazing what it can do when you're not just a massage therapist anymore, but you are someone that solves people's problems. You can fix problems that other providers couldn't even come close to, and you'll be amazed at what it can do for your clients, but most importantly, what it can do for your business and your practice. That's all I got for you guys this week, so go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your quality treatments so they can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse and definitely ruin people's lives. Appreciate you listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.